As a Desi abroad, if there was one thing you could do today for your country, try doing some very much needed PR and image management. I seriously feel the need to do it now more than ever before, and this podcast talks about why all of us should really give this a thought. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Now, we're aware that with the political situation at home, the state of media or economy, the social and religious divides, and mostly the state of the entire country and its current affairs, it has been really complicated. India has not only been sending out a message to the citizens of the country, but it is also sending out a message to the world. Doesn't matter which political ideology you support or how we interpret the events, at the end of the day, India is a matter of pride for us. Nothing is going to change the fact that India is our motherland, and nothing really can take the place that home has in our heart. The fact that I'm away from India hasn't really stopped me from trying to be on top of what has been in the news back home. I am really thankful that everything is globally available. But the problem with being globally available is that it's not just us Desis who are able to access all the information out there, whether it's fake news, real news, or something else, in the dirty puddle of information that comes out in the form of news. It's not just me and my fellow Desis who see that. But it is the whole world that is accessing and absorbing all of this information as well. To begin with, our culture is complex. And when people with very little information and understanding of the demographics back home get access to these half-baked, derogatory news stories, just imagine what sort of an image are we really projecting of our India globally. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not trying to live in an imaginary world where all is well with our country. And I'm not trying to unsee the reality. No, that's not the case. But at the same time, I do have an issue with the uncorroborated news stories, fake news videos, and same one-sided narrative that reduces our country to looking like the rape, corruption, and religious violence capital of the world. That is a narrative I have a problem with. And in such a scenario, how do we Desis, who are away from India and don't entirely agree with this picture, how do we handle our homeland's PR, where we try our bit in helping people build a slightly balanced perspective? One of my favorite parts about life abroad is getting access to a really diverse crowd of people. When they use the word global exposure, it really is that in its truest sense. Whether it was in graduate school or whether it is at my workplace, one of the best parts about living, studying, and working with people that come from different parts of the world, different cultures and political backgrounds, is the dialogue exchange that takes place. Current state of affairs in one's home country is usually the icebreaker and the topic of conversation. In such times, I am only really finding myself having to defend India, defend Indians, and trying to balance the real picture versus the negative narrative that is being built up. Yes, India is not the safest place for women. And yes, the state of women in India is not the healthiest. Yes, we have practices like dowry, and yes, a girl child is still considered a burden on her family. But having said that, We are a really diverse country, and while the country is essentially believed to be patriarchally controlled, we also proudly house cultures in states like Kerala and Meghalaya, which are entirely matriarchal cultures. Yes, we might not have been as progressive with our women, but we have been having women leaders in our country before some of these so-called advanced nations even gave voting rights to the female populations of their country. America, for that matter, is still waiting on breaking that glass ceiling. So, speaking of balancing perspectives out, I feel like we need to speak up while we are sitting in a room full of global citizens and talking for our countries. Yes, India is currently facing a religious divide, and we've had religious tensions in this country for as long as I remember. Yes, the party in power appears to represent the interest of a certain majority religion, and yes, a certain minority religion is facing the worst brunt of this cocktail blend of religious vote bank politics. Having said that, I don't think there are many other nations in this world functioning with 22 official languages, 720 different dialects, 9 major religions, 300 castes and 25,000 subcastes. Despite of such a religious diversity in our country, our people coexist with love and mutual respect. Every Hindu's mannat gets answered in Ajmer Sharif and Haji Ali's Dargah, and every Muslim bursts firecrackers in Diwali and dances his heart out in Ganesh Visarjan with the same excitement as his brothers and friends from his chawl, his gali and his katta. Yes, India is a corrupt nation, and yes, conducting business in India might be an impossible task for a foreigner to navigate. Yes, it is easy for tourists to get duped in India, and yes, there are extreme levels of illiteracy, poverty and unemployment which are bringing levels of crime at an all-time high. But the same country has some of the best schools which are producing some of the world's most brilliant and competitive minds. The country has one of the world's fastest growing startup sector, and Indians are at leadership positions in some of the world's largest and most profitable companies like Google and Microsoft. Whether it is a hospital, whether it is a technology firm, whether it is in entertainment and art, or even if it's in NASA, Indians are making their mark everywhere, and today we are counted as easily among some of the most intellectual demographics in the world. You know, it is really common in a lot of Western countries like US, Canada and Australia for people to have their country's flags outside their houses. People take so much pride in their countries that they live in and the countries that they come from. For us Desis, it is not as common to display our flags or wear country branded clothing and accessories, and that's okay. For me, that's not really what patriotism or love for one's country really is. Love for one's motherland is not just getting together for parties for Independence Day. Loyalty towards our roots is not just attending India Day parades and watching the Bollywood celebrities. Protecting India's narrative is a very big part of patriotism. Telling the right stories and putting things in perspective is what us Desis need to start doing whenever we talk of our country. Taking pride in our stories is what us Desis need to start doing whenever we talk of our country. Yes, you've left India and you might think that you've done it for good, but the least we can do is be some good PR people for the country that made us who we really are today. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.